What's up? What's going on?
What good?
Y'all doing all right today?
So, episode two, man. We're getting on it. We're getting it. Yeah.
We're getting it.
Thank you guys for joining our nonsense again. Still kind of working on getting an actual structure to the episodes, but it's your boy Tim.
It's your boy Kyle C.
And we got a show.
Hopefully y'all laugh, have some fun with us. If not, oh well.
Then you're heartless. You don't have a good sense of humor, and I hate you. I mean,
we don't hate you.
I don't. None of that. None of that.
We
I
hate
didn't
that
mean
you have
that.
No humor. But
yeah, that I meant. But I still love you.
But we'll help you get humor.
Yes, we'll help you become more funny, more gooder at being funny. So what's up, Kyle? How's your day been, buddy?
All good, man.
On this Monday.
Monday.
Now, I'm gonna tell you something.
Tell me about it.
It was hot as a dude sweaty undercarriage today.
Listen, check the thermostat outside today. I know you sent me earlier. You sent me a photo. It's like 105.
It was 105.
When I checked the thermostat in my grandfather's garage, the high today with the index, 110.
I'd believe it.
110 at the highest point. That's insane.
I had to be out in it for a while today, and it was not fun. I did not enjoy it at all.
I believe it.
Yeah, it was rough, but we are in swamp crack season here in Florida. It basically persists for about 10 months out of the year.
Yeah.
And then
we do get cold days.
We get,
or cold hours.
Yeah.
But
it's like we get a month where it's consistently in the 60s.
Yeah.
Or like upper 50s.
I think the lowest it's gotten this past year, I think it was down to maybe 32, 33.
Yeah.
That was like at 3 o'clock in the morning when ain't nothing going on.
Yeah.
And then by 4:30, 5 o'clock, it was already 70 degrees outside.
And really, we only get those kind of temperatures for like 2 weeks in February. And then otherwise, you know, we're back to swampy crack season. So, yeah, I'm not a weatherman, but, it's
very
hot.
It's very different from Virginia.
And guess what tomorrow's going to be?
Hot.
Hot. More hot.
If you live anywhere remotely near, like, I don't know, probably Kentucky, you can feel Florida's heat.
The chicken leg of the United States.
You can feel Florida's heat radiating.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We mean mug in Kentucky here.
When they do those, those global thermal, like, pictures on the news and stuff, it's just, here's a beautiful landscape of colors. Florida, red.
Red. Red hot.
Like,
always.
It probably burns through the screen itself.
Well, your wife was telling us earlier about her grandparents going on that Alaskan cruise.
Yes.
They're over in, like, what'd she say, L.A.?
Yeah, they're somewhere over in there.
Somewhere in California where it was, like, 59 degrees this morning.
Yeah.
And it's almost July.
59 degrees, and they said it was cold. Cold. Like, 59 for us
would
feel great.
I would take 59 all day, every day.
I'd take about 65. Anything above 65 starts, like, you don't want to wear clothes, like, at all.
Well,
because,
you know,
because you're just sweating. I don't want to wear clothes in general, but
I was going to say, I mean, regardless of the weather, I'm staunchly against clothes.
Yes.
That's not what God intended, you know.
But definitely at 110 degrees.
It's, yes.
Yeah.
Did God make Adam wearing a FUBU tracksuit? No. Made Adam butt naked. And guess how he made Eve? Butt naked.
Butt
naked. So not, I'm just saying, we're going against naked. The grand design here, wearing these clothes and all, but I digress.
Yeah.
So.
Whoever invented the leaf.
The strategic sensor leaf.
God was like, I gave you clothes, a leaf.
A leaf.
And then somebody was like, let's just start cutting up the wool off of sheep and things and use it and wear it.
Kind of in the same conversation with what you just said, but like, I think we need to pour one out for our homie Adam, who was able to cover his entire package with one little leaf. I'm just saying. Unless it was like...
And Eve was okay with it.
Unless it was like a palm frond or something.
It's the first male she'd ever seen, so...
She had nothing to... Lord, have mercy.
And he's like, wow, look at that.
It's a thing I've never seen before.
Three legs.
You've got a thing that I don't have.
Why do you have three legs?
Whoa. Adam. Buddy.
I have no legs.
Oh, my gosh. Eve, what happened? You got no legs.
Nugget Eve.
You got no legs, Lieutenant Eve. But anyway, so kind of a slightly different show today. We have concocted, and there's a reason for this. I'll kind of get into that in a second. But we're going to have a new segment called Kyle Knows Best.
I know all. I know all the secrets to life.
Whether or not that's actually true, which it's not.
You can be the judge, but I feel like my intuitiveness into life should be shared with the world. Like, they can do so much better in this world if they just listen to me.
Tell me more.
I will. I'll tell you more later.
So, essentially what it is I don't remember who started it. I think you started it. This was... gives you guys some context here. This was, gosh, I don't know, 8 years ago, 7 years ago.
Time goes by, huh?
Yeah. I don't quite remember, but
2014, 2015.
Yeah.
So yeah,
somewhere around there. I think it started, if I remember correctly, you every so often would like post on Facebook or post on Instagram or something, and you would have the hashtag Kyle Knows Best, and it caught like wildfire within our close friend group, because we love Kyle and he gives the best atrocious advice. And so this reoccurring segment is going to be called Kyle Knows Best, and I'm going to give Kyle a topic or like a question. And Kyle is going to give the most abysmal advice. Essentially, if you do the polar opposite of what Kyle suggests, you should be okay.
I mean, it could work.
Time will tell. Time will tell.
You have that one person out there that tries it.
I'll let our listeners decide if that...
We love feedback. If you try something that you hear on here and it works... By all means, let us know.
You are
please.
In the minority. Join first of all, if you used Kyle's advice and it actually works, you're in the tiniest
there's
minority.
A lot of people that have used my advice. They fight it a lot.
Do you have good health insurance? Do you have a life insurance plan? If you answered yes to both of those questions, take Kyle's advice.
There you go.
You've got nothing to worry about. And if you die, your family's taken care of. You got life insurance.
You will be fine. I'm not paying for it, but...
Yeah. I mean, he just gave the advice. You didn't have to take it.
Exactly. You know? It's an opinion.
Yeah.
And that's the problem with today's world. Everybody has an opinion, but when you give the opinion, people get so triggered by your opinion.
If your opinion is different than my opinion.
Yeah. It's kind of like the sky is blue, and I say, well, it's like a little...
Well, sometimes
shade.
It's gray.
It's a shade of like a bluish gray, and they're like, no.
And if you go to the North Pole, sometimes it's rainbow.
Yeah.
So, like, what's up? You know? You want to fight? You want to throw hands?
They're over there just like, well, we got all the colors of the rainbow up in here.
Taste the rainbow.
All the colors of the wind.
But no, you're onto something. Yeah. We need to get back to being able to share ideas, even if they're unpopular.
Yeah. You don't have to take it.
Yeah.
You can
just
listen.
It's a free exchange of information, and people can decide if it's good information, bad information, if it's funny, if it's serious.
Because I've noticed a lot in our world today that people want to voice their opinion a lot. They'll tell you something, and when you say, well, I don't think it'll work, they get so upset about it. But then when you give them advice and say, maybe try that, but try this as well.
They kind of react the same way.
They get so angry about it.
Yeah.
Or you just, they'll ask you, why'd you do that? Okay, and I give my answer, but then they get upset about the answer that I gave. Why'd you ask the question?
Yeah,
if you obviously cared enough to ask me the question,
I've always said this. Never ask a question that you don't want an answer to.
Because you will get dumb answers. Well, and you'll get real answers that actually make sense. So don't get upset
about
it.
But it might be different than the answer that you were looking for.
Or it's not what you expected.
Yeah. Don't ask a question if you're anticipating a certain answer or you're wanting a certain answer. Like, don't ask a question that you don't want answered. Because the answer might not be something that you jive with. It might be something that, you know, I hate the word trigger, but it might be something that triggers you or whatever. But yeah, we're way too sensitive as a society, just in general. And not that we're setting out to right the societal wrongs with our tiny little podcast currently with like six listeners.
People just need to have more fun.
Yeah, that's kind of the point. Like,
get back to having fun in everyday life. And stop being so overbearing and upset about
everything. We're going to make really stupid, off-color jokes, and
they're just jokes.
They're just jokes. We're just going to let you guys know, just prepare you for... You're going to hear something that, you know, maybe you don't agree with, but find the humor in it.
Yeah.
Because that's how it's intended. We're just a couple of goofballs, really. That's all we are.
That's it.
And we just decided to sit down with a couple of microphones and talk to one another and record it, so... There you go.
All right. So
we're going to get right into Kyle Knows Best.
What's the question today?
All right.
What you got for me?
Today's question came from my old noggin. Well, actually, all of the questions are probably going to come from my noggin, but until we start having other guests on the show.
We will take Q&As. So
yeah,
we'll set that up as well. So if people want to hear questions you want answered, just send us. Join us on the Discord.
Yeah, we've got a Discord.
We're gonna be setting it up for the TikTok.
You can also comment on Spotify underneath each episode. There is an area to comment. So
yeah.
There's a couple of different ways to engage with us, and we'll probably expand upon that in the future. But currently, we've got a Discord. And obviously, the quickest way to interact with us would just be right there on Spotify. But we'll be creating additional avenues in the future.
We're gonna do our best to
speak
to our listeners and subscribers and try to keep up with everything that's going on. So
Kyle,
give it to me. What you got
in your infinite wisdom? Okay. channel, all right,
I got it.
How do you guarantee 100% a second date with a girl?
Oh, I got you.
Okay.
I got you.
Okay.
I think I gave this advice one time to one of our best friends.
Caleb?
Yes.
Caleb, shout out, buddy. If you're listening, I love you. And it must have worked out because you're married now.
Yeah, so see, I'll tell you, I'll kind of give you a little story of what had happened when I gave this advice.
Well, how happened was?
How it went down.
Okay.
So Caleb came, you may recall, he came to us and was like, there's this really hot girl that goes to school, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
It was Jesse with the wig.
Probably.
Okay.
And he kind of talking to us and was like, so want to talk to this girl? It's like, bro, I know exactly how you do it. You just walk right up to her, look her dead in the eyes, say what's up, wait for that answer back. When she opens her mouth, grab hold that bottom lip and just shove your whole face down in there and give her a big old smooch.
Wait.
All right there.
So hold on. I gotta unpack this real quick. So you said grab the bottom lip.
Just the bottom.
And cram as much of your face in her mouth.
In her mouth hole.
Her mouth orifice. And what was the last part?
And just give her big old
tickle her tonsils?
Something like that.
Well, my God, if she doesn't hit you with a restraining order or just plain hit you, then you're golden.
That's...
Yeah, you got it in the bag.
She would definitely... You just take the initiative.
Yeah.
That's the problem with today's society. They don't take the initiative.
even if it leads to physical assault or a restraining order.
But you know the answer to your question,
but
though,
you
now.
Know what?
You never know the answer if you don't take the steps.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
That's it. You just walk right up to her, look her in the eyes, and just
make that cyclone them tonsils. You make that really aggressive, like,
who knows, she might just like grab hold of the back of your head and just start going with you.
I mean,
she may enjoy it,
or she might RKO you and that, then fold you like a and like then afterwards you say, listen, and,
can you take me to the hospital? So you had your first date, your second date's at the hospital,
you got the first base before your first date, and you got her to take you to the hospital.
She'll definitely be talking about you for the rest of her life.
She will definitely talk to her friends about you. For better or for worse, she will definitely mention your name.
She will tell them everything about you. Like, listen, this guy was so fine. He was walking. He looked at me. He gave me that look.
He didn't wait for consent. He went right in.
I could just tell he wanted me, and bam, right there.
All right. Well,
boom, married.
Well, for any of you that actually take that advice, neither one of us are lawyers, so don't call us to get you out of hot water.
Yeah, don't.
You might want to shell up, like, I don't know, 10 grand to put one on retainer. And, you might be physically harmed. But, you know, there is that, like, half a percentage chance that is the beginning of the most beautiful love story.
If it does work, definitely let us know.
Yes. Because, like I said before, you will have been in the minority. Congratulations.
You were like that 2%.
That's being generous. That's being really generous.
Okay, you're like a 0.003%.
That's a little bit. That's a little bit closer to reality. But all right. So
you can always say it's like a religious thing.
Walk up and speed bag them tonsils. All right. All right. I like it.
Just say it's part of my culture.
It's part of my culture.
Yeah. We don't speak. We just walk up and go.
And I just put some of my culture in your mouth. I am so sorry. Okay. Well, we probably should have saved that segment for the very end to ensure that at least our listeners listen to, 80% of the podcast before turning it off. But for the two of you that are still listening, thank you for sticking around.
If they enjoyed that, they'll definitely enjoy what we have to come.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's important that people understand early on what they're getting into.
Lots of madness, insanity, and a whole lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. If you like fun and goofballs and awkward advice, you've come to the right place. We're going to take care of you.
You know, the question always arises, too, from people we know. Like, what is wrong with you? There's nothing wrong with us.
No.
We good.
No.
We's just living life.
But also, no physician's ever been able to determine what's wrong with us.
Either. I mean, physician looked at me one time and gave me a bunch of meds. But, who takes those?
He said, Kyle, you are exactly as God intended for you to be.
Exactly.
But also, take this pill.
Or five.
Here's just a big old pill caddy. You just need to take these pills every day for the rest of your life, and you'll be fine.
Here's like 20 bottles. Every one of them do something different and counteract each other. Stick in them a Ziploc bag and just take them all day.
I look at it like this,
Not
Kyle.
All of them at the same time. Don't do that.
I think that you're too powerful. And you it's like Piccolo wearing his weighted helmet and cape.
Yes.
It's like you're intentionally kind of like dampening.
I'm holding back from the world.
You are.
I don't want them to be overwhelmed with
your magnificence. Yeah. You are magnificent.
I should run for president.
I would.
You'd vote for me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to be VP?
Sure.
All right.
I don't got to do nothing, so.
As president, you don't do nothing either. You just
dude, you got the intern making all your tweets.
Yes.
You got the teleprompter telling you what to say.
And half the time, it's wrong.
And all I got to do is stand up there and be like, yeah, I'm going down to the border.
Yeah.
And then never go. Who cares? That's all the VP got to do. They put me on some BS assignment of like, hey, make public school kids eat apples instead of pizza because they're getting obese. And I'm like, all right.
And then you film, you have to get a film crew as you hand this apple and to then, this poor little boy in the Appalachian Mountains who's like, I've never had an apple before.
But they call it the Appalachians. I'm sorry. I apologize. That was awful.
After that, you show it to the world and people forget that a submarine went down and imploded.
Okay, but did you see a picture of that submarine?
I did. Did you know it was controlled
with like a off-the-shelf Logitech remote?
A Logitech
controller.
Like Xbox controller.
Yes.
With makeshift like knobs.
Thumbsticks.
Yeah, thumbsticks.
Yeah.
And all the buttons were removed and painted the same color.
That's not confusing.
Somehow, out of all the pictures, the entire thing, you know, imploded. It destroyed. There's
and
no
the controller
remains.
Survived.
The controller survived.
I'm going to tell you, Logitech, man. Logitech.
Investing in Logitech.
I have, actually, at the office that I work at, my keyboard and my mouse are both Logitech. So, I love them both.
Listen.
They're awesome.
If something was to happen, the world just blew up tomorrow, and some survivors came along, they would still find
my bomb shelter. My bomb shelter is going to be made by Logitech.
Yes, Logitech, get on that. We want our own bomb shelter, but make sure
Logitech,
it's made correctly.
We will keep singing your praises if you endorse us. Thank you. that one right there was free. You know, we kind of gushed over you a little bit. That one, everyone gets a free one, so that was your free one, Logitech. But you know, our contact information is somewhere on our Spotify page, so hit
next
us up.
We'll have airplanes made from Turtle Beach.
Yes. Oh god, no. Yeah. I wouldn't get on that airplane.
They'd just be falling out of the sky.
If it could make it off the runway.
See,
it might burst into flames just idling on just the
crank that bad boy up, turn on the jets, and it just,
I'm just saying,
boom.
I'm just saying, I wouldn't get on that plane.
It doesn't even explode, it just disappears.
I would not get on that plane.
It doesn't even turn on like most of them.
Dude, I will say this. I'm dogging on Turtle Beach right now, but I have the Stealth 600 Gen 2. They're wireless.
And they're actually not too bad of headphones.
They're really not. I actually really enjoy my Stealth 600s, but I don't remember what the model was, but I had another wireless headset of theirs years ago. And what ended up happening was the little USB dongle that goes into, you know, the computer or the Xbox or whatever. It had started just randomly disconnecting from my headset, like just mid-game or whatever. And it was, for a while, I could get it to work if I just unplugged it and plugged it right back in. It reinitialized and like reconnected my headset. Well, then it finally just crapped out entirely. And I went on to Turtle Beach's website. And at the time, they did not sell the dongles separately. They wanted me to buy a whole brand new headset.
Nah.
And I was like, no. But the Stealth 600, before I bought them, I looked it up on Turtle Beach's website. They actually offer like replacement dongles if that ever happened again. So I was like, okay. And I've been pretty impressed. It's a for the price point, I think it was like $80.
Yeah.
It's a really good headset. I mean, all things considered. But Turtle Beach, that was your one freebie.
we're just giving freebies out left and right.
Speaking of Astro, I love you. You're awesome. Endorse us. No, back on time.
Lamborghini, you're awesome. Endorse us.
I got my Versace sleeping bag over here, so.
Off Timu. Wish.
All right. So, moving on to our next segment. This is hilariously awkward situations. And I've proofread some of these. They're some of them are relatable, like really relatable.
Yeah.
And those are the funniest ones in my opinion, because like I can come up with my own, like, oh yeah, that happened to me. So I'm gonna start here.
Just gonna shoot him right off. That might have been a bad choice of words.
You see what? Say whatever. What do you say?
Just gonna shoot some off there?
Yeah, I'm just gonna start. You got some pulled up?
I got some.
Okay, I got some pulled up too.
All right. Mine are more like little stories, but
that's kind of what mine are.
Okay, yeah, let's go.
So, this person says, "I held the door open for a woman, and she said thank you, and I tried to say you're welcome or not a problem, but my mouth said you're a problem."
Thank you so much. You're a problem.
You're a problem. But I held the door open for you, so you can't be that mad.
See?
Yeah.
He was still a gentleman.
Yes.
And I bet he said it in a very gentleman way, like, you're a problem.
That was the human embodiment of a Sour Patch Kid.
Yeah.
I held the door open for you, so I'm sweet, but you're a problem, so I'm sour.
The problem is I had to open the door for you.
The problem is I saw you walking this way, and I held the door, and you did not speed up, so I stood here holding the door for, like, 30 seconds. That's the worst.
That's
when people see you holding the door open for them, and they're just like, no.
They're too busy looking at their phone.
No, they see. They see you.
They see you, and then they look down, and they're just like.
But they don't speed up. They don't even, like, do the little jog or whatever.
Like, you don't realize, like, I've got, like, four pizzas in my hand. I'm trying not to burn my hands to death.
They walk so slow, it's like they have the little plastic strip thing between their shoes, like when you used to buy shoes from Kmart.
Yeah.
And they're just like, you can only shuffle your feet, like, 2 inches. I was like, dude, pick it up, man. I'm holding the door open for you.
Right. Crazy.
We're rashly upset about that.
It's crazy, man.
Anyway,
crazy.
Go ahead.
It's crazy. So let's see. We've got, this one's called The Very Awkward Wedding Speech.
I love it.
It says, the best man at my wedding called me by my husband's ex-wife's name during his toast.
Mm. The only way that that could be worse would be for the wedding night consummation.
And you just yell out your ex.
Maria!
Very next morning.
Like, my name is Ashley.
Very next morning, divorce.
Well, that's just an annulment. We've been married for like 10 hours.
Crazy.
That's one of those Vegas weddings.
That's why you study. You study the name. You say it repeatedly. You memorize it. And you go on about your day. So when anytime that comes up, you're just, hey, that's your name. I'm not calling you any other name.
That's your name now.
Like, I've messed up and called my dog my cat's name before.
I feel like that's pretty typical.
But I've never called my wife your by any other name. Be honest, I never call her by her real name, honestly.
You call her Love Bug.
Yeah.
Or Baby.
If I need something, it's Baby. Bug.
Baby.
Hey, Bug.
Look me in my eyes, Kyle. Look me. Get aggressive eye contact with me. You ain't ever.
Be careful. I might grab the bottom lip.
We're about to find out if that advice he gave earlier is going to pan out for him. I'll grab you by your top lip.
All right, boy.
We'll play Rock'em Sock'em Robot. I'm not even going to finish what I was going to say earlier. You ruined it. It's ruined.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
What you got next?
Okay. All right. This starts off all capitals, screaming. And then it says, I just hugged my dentist, thinking he was going in for one. But really, he was just taking off my dental bib. I don't think I can ever recover. Just straight up gave your dentist a hug.
Thank you.
I mean, he probably appreciated it.
Hmm. Let's see. Neighborly announcement.
Okay. All right.
My neighbor of about 15 years, who we've called Dave all along, came out and said that his real name is Greg. My husband still refuses to call him by his name.
So his real name is Greg?
Real name is Greg. We've called him Dave for 15 years.
I mean, I like Greg better. Like, Greg seems like the kind of name that I would just assign to somebody. Kind of like Scooter. Like, what's up, Scooter? I'm like, what's up, Greg? What's up, Greg? Yeah. Kind of like Terry.
The question is, how did he go 15 years without saying anything?
Like, you didn't correct me for 15? And why, after 15 years, did you just decide to correct me?
Like, you know what? I've had enough of this.
At what point, serious question, at what point, if someone's calling you by the wrong name, and you let it go on, and let it go on, and let it go on, at what point are you the jerk?
Yeah, because now you're just being rude by not telling me your real name. Because I'm not being rude, because I seriously thought that was your name.
If you didn't correct me the first time you heard me call you the wrong name, you just better get used to me calling you whatever I called you.
It's like when you give nicknames to somebody.
Yeah.
Whether they like it or not, if they answer that one time you call them something, that's now your name.
That's your... I don't care what it says on your birth certificate. That's your name now.
That's...
At least as far as we're concerned.
Yeah. I could care less.
Everybody else can call you by your government name, but to me, you're Greg.
Yeah.
You're Terry.
You ain't... Your name is Dave.
Your name Peanut.
Your name is just straight up Dave. Dave's better than Greg anyway.
My name is Dave from tech support.
I mean, Dave could be David. It's about all you got. Not Devorius or nothing like that.
You don't know.
Okay.
You don't know.
You're right.
You don't know. That was extremely ignorant. You don't know.
That's true.
But I forgive you.
Thank you.
Because my name is Quantavius. That was... Anyway.
Yeah, we're not namist around here.
No, we're not. We are open to all names. All named shapes and sizes.
What else you got for me?
Let's see. When I was a server, I went to ask my table if everything tastes okay and how is everybody doing. Okay. But it came out as, how does everybody taste? I swear to God, hand to the Bible, something eerily similar happened to me when I was working at Eliana's.
How's everybody taste today?
I don't remember exactly how I worded it, but it came out essentially like that. And I kind of just slowly let the window close. It's like,
boop. You're like, so, how's so everybody anyway, taste?
You don't have to tip me. I'm so sorry. Just forget this ever happened.
Your tip is just
went
drive
in the back
away.
And lit myself on fire.
Yeah. Your tip was literally they just rolled their window up and drove away, and they're like,
and we never spoke about it ever again.
Then they came back through like 15 years later.
I'm still waiting on an answer to my question.
So,
how does everybody taste? Answer me.
Answer me now. All right. The familiar face. I was once getting onto a train and saw somebody I definitely knew. I waved. He waved. I said, hey, fancy seeing you here. He looked a bit bemused.
Bemused.
Only then I realized that he was a national newsreader and he didn't know who the hell I was.
Well.
It's like, I know you.
No, you don't.
I mean, I've seen you on television.
That's where I've seen you from.
I know you. You're that guy that reads, like, the news to me every night at 10 o'clock and asks me, do you know where your children
Hi,
are?
Hi, Don Lemon. I know you. Do you know me? Hi, Tucker Carlson.
I know you.
I've seen
You're
your
John face. Gone.
I've seen your face.
I've seen your face every day, all day. For the past 25
Not
years.
Being sussy.
I've been watching
I've
you.
Your face every day.
Just want you to know I've been watching you. On television.
And then the police starts playing.
Wee-woo.
I'll be watching. Okay. While at work, the girl working behind me was trying to say the pleasure was all mine to a customer. But it came out, I pleasure myself. That's never happened, I can thankfully say. That's never happened to me. I've never been like, all right, well, you know, I pleasure myself.
It's like a...
By the way, did you want whipped cream?
It's a completely different Chick-fil-A.
It is my pleasure.
It's my pleasure.
The pleasure is
the
all
pleasure
mine.
Is mine.
Your pleasure is also mine. All the pleasure.
All right. The incorrect recipient.
Go on.
This is a little bit of a long one. I think it's more embarrassing to respond to someone else's name. In school, we are getting achievement certificates, and I thought I heard my name. So I went up to the front of the class to accept the paper. Caleb, the kid whose name was actually on the paper, was not amused. I'm a chick, and my name doesn't even sound remotely close to Caleb. It's Hannah. All right, Caleb, come on up and get your award for valedictorian.
Who?
And Hannah walks up.
Hi. See, that's just like what we were just talking about.
I'd like to accept this award.
If
on
you
behalf.
Don't correct them right then and there.
If you don't stand up and
you're
say,
the jerk.
You're not Caleb, you're Hannah. But instead, everybody sat there and watched as this girl received an award for Caleb, who was not happy at all. At that point, you should just stand up and say, that's for me.
But Hannah. Me. Hannah.
Me. I'm Hannah. You're Caleb. The award goes to Caleb, not Hannah. And the bad part was the teacher apparently gave her the award.
Well.
Clearly saw it's a chick named Hannah and gave him this paper that says Caleb after they read it.
Well, at that point, it's so, like, the awkwardness is so thick in the air.
Can you imagine?
You just take the freaking award and you swap them at the end of the award.
Can you imagine? You got that award. Everybody's cheering, except for Caleb, of course.
Because he didn't get the award.
He's mad because that's his award. You accepted it anyway. Then the teacher still shook your hand and took a picture with you on stage in front of everybody.
As Caleb.
As Caleb.
Yeah.
And they post that in the yearbook or something, yeah. Or on the news feed.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Poor Caleb went the rest of his life.
Pause. Have you seen the video recently circulating where it said my friend wanted me to RKO him when he was walking the stage for his graduation?
Yes.
He literally runs down
and RKOs, yeah. And just drops him.
And then runs right back up to the stands. I love it. I went into a shop, and when I left, they said, have a nice day. To which I replied, no, thank you. I thought she was asking if I wanted my receipt.
No, thank you.
Have a nice day. No, thanks.
Don't tell me what to
do. Dude, Drake and Josh. Don't tell me what to do.
Don't tell me what to do. Tell me how to live my life.
I'll have a crappy day if I want to. Thank you.
Hope your food was good. It wasn't.
It wasn't. I hated it.
It was disgusting.
Well, you ate it all.
I know what I did.
Get the manager over here.
I want some more. But I thought you said you hated it. I know what I said.
I know what you said. I know what she said.
That's what she said.
That's what she said.
That's what Hannah said. Not Caleb.
All right, do you have any more?
No, that's about it for today.
Okay. All right. And keeping kind of the same theme from last episode, where we cited some of the greatest lyrics ever penned by a human.
Yeah.
I think. I don't think it's a far stretch to say he's the greatest lyricist to ever grace the earth.
Who, Riff Raff?
Yeah.
He's an angel, man.
Dude, I mean, the guy is just a genius.
When I die, I want, like, his lyrics engraved in my soul.
Well, about that.
So on that note, we're going to take a quick break.
Yes, and we will come back with, this time, lyrics from Rich Homie Quan.
The
richest homie Quan.
Rich homie Quan. Who I'm pretty sure his real name is like Quantarius or something like.
His name? My name is, yeah.
We'll have to look that up. I'm pretty sure it's like Quantavius or something.
Probably. Yeah. We'll look it up. Yeah. We'll look it up and we will bring it back to you.
We'll be right back after these short little messages.
Heck yeah. Unfamiliar with his music could probably guess the type of music. And so with that being said, we're going to be kind of self-censoring as we're reading his lyrics. Yes. But
we'll give you a little background real quick.
Go ahead.
Rich Homie Quan.
Yo.
Real name DeQuantes Devante Lamar.
I love it.
Says he's an American rapper, born on October 4th, 1989. So he's...
Hey!
Shout out.
He's like just a couple days older than me.
Yeah. From Atlanta, Georgia, to his mom, Corey Lamar.
That's a cool name.
So,
Kendrick nice. Lamar.
So, yeah, but down. That's a little background real quick. So, we're going to get right into reading some of his lyrics. We got some stuff pulled up. We're going to try to censor it the best we can.
Yes.
Try to keep this family friendly. It's very hard to read some of these lyrics we were kind of going through earlier. Not sure how this became popular music. Kind of goes back to what we were talking about earlier, where there's a lot of things wrong with our world right now.
The beats.
It's the beats is what sells it. Everything else is just kind of like, eh.
If you really get down and dissect the lyrics, you're like, huh.
Makes no sense. It makes sense, but it makes no sense.
And I'm sorry to do this to you, Rich Homie, because obviously everything's going to pale in comparison to the wonderful ultimate riffer. Lyricist, the neon icon. So, well, you know, these are impossible shoes to fill,
yeah.
And we know that. But we're gonna give it a shot.
And if you do hear this one day, just know this is all out of fun.
Yes,
I'll be honest. I have listened to some of your music. I don't used kill to bump me. It in my truck. So, we're just having fun. All right.
Yeah.
So you want to get right into it?
Yeah.
Start us off.
This is from the song "I'm a Ride."
I'm a ride.
I'm a ride. Okay.
I think it's a different version.
Hopped out the passenger side with my strap.
Yeah.
Yeah. From 50 to 100, we move in and serve that. We shine in every summer, spend numbers, and bounce back.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah. Lil Wody, about that action. We pull up. It's about that.
It's about that.
It's about that. When I came round, I put it down on front line. I did mine. Hustle life, we built this. Had a block bumping like a second line. Cut inward, them crunch inward. Them projects we're cut inward. Play around, you get cut inward. Pulled down, I won't cut inward.
Just... hardcore
no music. Lames born rich and dangerous, high life and famous, Big Macs and them straps inward, play around and get slashed inward. Let that sizzle in your spirit. Just marinate on that.
Let your mind
just be enveloped.
Take all that in.
Just be enveloped and let it swaddle you.
Become one with the word.
Let that papoosticize you. That's like I made that word up. I know what I said.
That's like a blister just festering.
Yeah.
In your brain hole.
Well, hopefully your brain doesn't have a hole.
It does after listening to some of that.
Well, Hustle Life, we built this, had a block bumping like a second line. Let's see.
What you I mean, I...
Something about my strap. Yeah, he probably put some holes in some brains.
He probably did. I feel like he's a G.
He's a G.
We're going to give him credit where it's due.
That's right.
He might be talking about real life.
He might
be. You know, some of these people, they just make it up, but some of these people
are talking about lived experiences.
Yeah. And if he did live through some of that, God bless you, you're still here.
Yeah.
So, amen to that.
Yeah.
We're going to get into Dark Shades. Told me you solemnly swear... to never lie to the kid. You lied.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure you out. Like homework. Damn. And it's hard for me to see my eyes behind this chrome hearts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dark shades on there. So my heat high. Inward. In my business. Worried about these inwards eyes. They worry about it.
They worried about
I'm on demon time. Got the devil on my phone. Speed dial. On God.
On God.
Not even sure what I read.
I'm not sure what you read either.
Like, I felt like I was reading that wrong, but I look back and that's exactly how it's written.
You know how they say when you're reading words, your brain really just looks at the first letter and the last letter of the word, and it kind of like fills in the blank. You don't, your brain doesn't actually process every single letter.
Yeah, it's just,
it's just like the first letter, the last letter, and it just like pieces the word together. So
it
you
gives
keep
you a
reading.
Word that it just imagines that's what it is.
But that was like falling upstairs. It's like I was stumbling through that, listening, just listening. I was stumbling through that, but you know.
That's. You want to hear more?
I do want to hear more.
Okay.
I'm intrigued.
This one's from the Rich Homie Cartel Volume 1 album.
The Rich Homie Cartel.
Yeah.
I'm getting that tattooed somewhere.
It's called Bigger Jeans.
Okay. All right.
Boy.
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 Kratos.
You know better. Rich Homie Baby. I knew'd I would wander.
Pause. Did you just say I knew'd?
I knew'd.
Okay, continue.
I knew'd I would wander when I knew I was different.
Pause. So he used knew correctly the second time.
I done did knew'd I would be wandering when I knew I was different.
I knew'd it.
I knew'd I was wandering when I knew'd it.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Continue.
Why he just didn't say I know or I've known. Wasn't worried syllables. About no cliche. That's the click. Wasn't worried about fitting in. I was not worried. Take these Amaris back because these racks couldn't fit in these. Nah, they can't fit in these.
They can't fit in these.
With all this money that I got, I need bigger jeans bag.
Bag
in like parentheses. I need bigger jeans. Bag.
I love it.
That's.
How about this? How about this? You ready? You ready?
Yep.
73 Chevelle. Put that ish together. Married to the money. Yeah, we live together. He just rhymed together with the word together. Love my FNN, but I still keep that Beretta. Made it to the top, and I ain't use a ladder. Ran up a check.
Ran up a check?
Yeah. Okay. Ran up a check. You got to say it twice.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So he ran really up double checks. Across.
Yeah.
He just spending double money.
Pass that ish around, then I go collect.
So he ran up the check, passed all the money around, and then went and collected it back?
I don't know if we have enough time on this episode to really get into the meat and potatoes.
Yeah, we're not going to try to dissect it. Let's, yeah.
Just let it take you somewhere.
I will.
Just go. Let go of the steering wheel.
I'm somewhere right now.
Just relinquish all control and just let it take you.
Yeah.
Okay. Made it out the hood. Now I'm on TV. Posted with Young Thugga, sipping GTV vodka. Smoking on the headband, N-word, I'm a stoner. Went from hanging on the corner to hanging with the owners. Yeah, it's the jug man for the N-words who don't know me. I just did a feature, went and copped a rollie. I am bamboozled.
I got one more for you. Got one more for you.
Okay, hit me.
This one might hit you.
Oh, I'm ready for it to. I'm full on ready for it to sizzle in my soul.
This one might hit you.
All right, hit me.
This one. All right, it's called The Most.
Okay, and I'm expecting the most.
She don't like Atlanta, so I flew her to the coast. She ain't like the Bentley, so I bought her that hoe a ghost.
Okay. All right.
If she ain't like the reservoir, I swear that H word won't go. She ain't do the less. Boy, I swear she do the most.
She ain't do the less?
The less. L-E-S-S. She don't do the less.
Okay. I thought there was a T at the end of that, and I was like, hold the phone. So she ain't do the less. She do the most.
Yeah.
It sounds like she'd be doing the most. I don't like Atlanta, so I fly her to the coast.
Okay.
I don't like the Bentley, so I bought her a Ghost.
Sounds like she just don't.
Dude, I need to hook up with Rich Homie Quan and just start saying I don't like stuff.
I don't like my Jeep, so you could just buy me a Ferrari.
I mean, listen, I'm not a monster, you know. I know.
I'll inflation take a Dodge Charger at this point. Like,
yeah, dude, just hit me with a GTR and I'm good. Skyline.
Hit me with a GTO. I'll take something other than the Jeep.
Yeah. Hellcat, Demon, you know, something.
Change the engine in my Jeep. At this point, anything.
Just come and swap my Jeep.
Just swap them out.
LS swap my Jeep, dude. That's all you got to do.
We'll be good.
Dude, just put me a fat 800 horse.
If all I got to do is the less, I could still do the most, just so Homie Quan will just take care of it.
Just 800 fat ponies in my Jeep. That's all.
That's it. Right now, I got like 10.
But it gets you.
It's like riding a donkey.
From point A to point B.
It's like riding a donkey. And then
donkey?
A donkey. And then Pegasus flies by you.
Dude.
That's it.
Of all this research, remember last episode we were talking about like, oh yeah, we've done research to find out that if you're using proper technique while you're typing, your left hand types 56% more. All the stupid crap that we have spent time and money on to research, why have we not genetically engineered a horse with wings?
I mean, we created a liger.
Can I fly it?
It's possible.
Can I fly it?
It might hit the ground, but you can ride on its back as you fall out of a plane.
In the famous words, of Buzz Lightyear, I'm falling with style. We are not flying.
We're falling with style.
Well, I feel enlightened. What about you, Kyle? You feel enlightened?
Do
you feel like you hit a new plane of existence?
Yes.
All right, good. That's what I was kind of hoping for. I feel like I have ascended.
I also feel like my brain has turned to mush.
Yeah, I think that's what the new plane is supposed to feel like.
Yeah.
I think you're supposed to feel like your brain turned into
it's
goulash.
Like 15th dimension.
Well, that'll be a little bit later. Oh, that is a perfect segue into an announcement for potential future episodes. So we just want to keep it a buck with you guys, all right? So any episodes that we typically will record on the weekend,
we might be a little trippy.
We're gonna call certain episodes "Chilling with Eddie." And you guys are going to get to know Eddie like Kyle and I already know Eddie. It's going to be Chilling with Eddie. And Eddie's kind of shy, but he likes to speak through us.
We won't give much information on Eddie, but he's a good friend.
But you'll start hearing Eddie kind of come out, start speaking through us. Like, you'll know when it's Tim on the mic, when it's Kyle on the mic, and when it's Eddie on the mic. You'll know.
Yeah.
So just for future episodes, typically the ones that we record on the weekends, we'll have certain episodes where we're just chilling with Eddie. Yeah. And trust me, look forward to those.
So.
And those are probably going to be the ones that run like an hour and a half, 2 hours long.
I know we're probably pushing a little bit on this.
Yeah, we're probably pushing an hour on this one. So,
but
we're going to wrap it up for today.
Yeah.
Thank you guys. If you made it all the way to the end, hit us up on the Discord or just drop a quick little comment on Spotify. Let us know you made it all the way to the end. And again, we're going to try to start getting more engagement going on some of our socials where you guys just tell us like the things you would like to hear us talk about, joke about, just topics. Doesn't really matter. Just anything. No holds barred. Just anything goes. Cool.
We'll have some questions posted at the end, little tidbits of things that will be going on our Discord. We'll also have the questions posted here on the podcast, so at the end you can kind of go in and do the surveys and things like that. And kind of just let us know what you guys want to hear. We'll give you some ideas of what's going to be happening, what we might be talking about. We won't give much. We want to keep it like a... let you listen and just let
kinda
your
find
let
it
your
out.
make sure you open your ear holes and just take it all in and
ascend
into the greater plane.
Yeah.
So, but we're going to wrap it up for tonight.
Yeah. Thank you guys for hanging out.
Again, like Tim said, if you listen to us all the way through, God bless you. Thank you for everything.
We appreciate you guys.
If you didn't listen all the way through, we're going to show up at your house. We're going to put it in your ear hole and make you listen to the whole thing.
Over and over again. I feel like I need to clarify what he meant when he said put it in your ear hole.
Put the headphones.
Yes. Yeah. Whew. Did you feel that? We just swerved a lawsuit.
Woo.
Okay. That was a hefty lawsuit coming our way.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we knuckle touch. I'm glad that we gave the appropriate context on that. But yeah, thank you guys for hanging out. We love you guys, and we will catch you on the next one.
Yeah.
Peace.
And real quick, shout out to our boy, William Handy.
Bye. See ya.